Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ, this is Dwayne. How are you?
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I literally just like less than 10 minutes ago spoke with a lady by the name of Abigail. I inquired about getting service at my house, and she said in my area that it would be available November 21st. And I told her I would call back then to actually set it up for the drop line and the equipment installation. I don't think I want to wait until then. I want to go ahead and get on the list or actually schedule it.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, because the installation date, I mean, the in-service date isn't until November 21st, so that's usually when we would be giving a call, but what we're doing right now is taking pre-orders.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to do. That's
Oh, okay.
exactly what she said. Yeah, I'm sorry. I
No,
told
you're
her I'd call
fine.
back on the 22nd to make sure that it was in fact available, and then I would schedule it. But then it's going to push me back another month, probably, you know.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily push it back another month, but if you would prefer to speak with Abby again, you absolutely can. I can get you over to her.
It's up to you guys. I kind of feel bad if you work, and it's none of my business, but if you guys get commission, again, none of my business, but I feel
No,
bad that I
we
told her
don't.
I would. Okay. It doesn't matter then who, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And my sister-in-law also worked for Verizon years ago. They never used their real names, so she had a phone name. That she, you know, I'm like, I never know if these are the real names or not, which is cool to hear, but whatever, you know.
Okay. All right, perfect. So, Dwayne, what is your service address, please?
It's 230 Fish Creek Road, and Fish Creek you can put in as one word.
Oh, okay.
And the zip code is 12477.
Okay, perfect. That's Socrates.
Yeah, correct.
All right, perfect. I'm just pulling up the
No problem.
So it does show up as a space in between the fish and the
Oh, that's
creek.
fine. Some people it does, some it doesn't. So it's kind of weird. It's a weird
I
stream.
know, it's like my mother's address or even my old address. My old address would come up as one town for what did it come up as? It came up as Clinton Corners, but my mailing was Salt Point. It was weird.
Oh yeah, I know the area very well. That is a
Oh
weird
yeah.
kind of location.
It is, and it's funny because it was on 80, it was like off of 82, so it was just like it was really weird that
Oh
via
man.
GPS it would be Clinton Corners, but
God.
then the mailing at the time
Yeah.
was Salt Point. And I mean, I don't live there anymore, but
Oh
like I do miss that house.
my God. Yeah, nice area. I used to work for Botini Fuel, and I was a
Oh, okay.
propane tech there. I was always out there.
Oh yeah, I always see Botini fuel trucks out here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, this part of Dutchess is always very, very nice.
Oh, for
It's
sure.
quiet for the most part.
Yeah. You're better off over there instead of here.
All right. And I don't know if you've been asked all the questions of the setup or not, but is this for a residential or a business?
It's residential.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know which plan you were going for?
Yeah, I want to start out, you know, it's just me. I don't have a family. It's a small
Mm-hmm.
2-bedroom cottage. I just want to start out with the $79 one, but she said it would be 69 if I did
If you sign
the
up for the
paper
auto pay.
inquiry. I'm like, yeah,
Yes.
exactly. Which
Okay.
I'll do. But I kind of want to try the lower one first, but I think that's going to be quick enough, right? Just for me.
Usually, yeah. I mean, it really depends on what you're doing with it. Like for me, I go for the 2 gig, but that's because I also have a gaming daughter, a gaming son. I game myself. Like I kind of have a
No,
house
that's
full of
cool.
gamers, so it's just like
Yeah, I get
it's
it. I totally get it. No, it's
more
just me.
beneficial
I
for
mean,
me when it comes to gaming, but
yeah. No, I'm not into that. But I can always upgrade if I
oh,
wanted to.
absolutely. If ever you want to, you can absolutely upgrade. And it's easy peasy. You can do it either on the portal or you can do it with us over the phone. So
All right, that's
it's
cool. Yeah,
extremely
I'll start
easy
out
to
with
do.
this. Yeah.
And then how large would you say your home is in square footage?
Oh shit, probably like, good Lord. It's maybe 600 square feet. It's tiny.
Okay.
It's just me,
Yep.
you know what
Yeah, no,
I mean?
exactly. The reason that I ask is because for anything larger than 1,000 to 2,500 square feet, we usually recommend extenders. But since you're well below
Nah,
that, I
never need
don't think you're going
extenders.
to need any.
No.
And
If
then
I
were you
need one, I'll
looking?
buy one, but
Yeah, no. I mean, we offer them for $8 a month per extender.
yeah.
So, I mean, that's really, really
Nah.
affordable.
It's all good. I'm pretty much sitting on the damn equipment.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I'm saying. With such a small square footage, I definitely don't see you
Yeah.
needing one. I think you'll be fine with just the
Yeah.
router. I mean, if you ever did feel like you needed one right now, our one Wi-Fi extender is included at no additional cost, so at least you have that option.
Yeah, no, I think I'm cool right now.
All right, cool. And then would you like to add voice service to your account, like a home phone? I don't know if you currently have a home phone.
No, and I
Okay.
haven't had one for years.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, my 4-year-old, who was 2 at the time, almost called 911 by accident, and I was like,
Oh
"Yep,
my
nope,
God.
we're getting rid of that," because
Oh
there was
my
nowhere that I could put it that he wasn't reaching for it, that I wasn't like
Yeah.
reaching high up for either. So like, because
That's
he was a
glorious.
climber, if he found something he liked, he was going after it.
Gone.
So I made sure it was gone.
Yeah.
But that's just me personally. But I mean, if I could have a house phone, I would.
Poor little guy.
Just because I don't have very good cell service around here. So,
All right.
I mean, you should already know Dutchess is filled with dead spots. Like it's
Oh
horrible.
yes. Oh, it is.
Ugh, it's horrible. Especially
Cool, man.
Rhinebeck.
So,
Rhinebeck is terrible too.
it's pretty spotty.
Yeah, you don't get
Again.
service until you're halfway across the bridge to Kingston.
Right. Yeah. That sucks.
You're
That
lucky you even get
lucky
like
guess.
2 to 3 bars in the middle of the village.
Yeah, that's the truth.
But yeah, no, absolutely. It's kind of crazy to think that, we're so reliant upon internet
Yeah. I know.
that
I
even
know.
for cell signal, it's crazy.
Yeah, it still sucks. They got to fix
Oh, I know, and it's just they talking about
that.
like the whole nationwide coverage. You won't see any
Yeah.
dead zone. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, my ass. They're
Yeah,
all crazy.
exactly. And so, do you own or rent the property?
I rent.
Okay. And do you happen to have the property owner's name and phone number? This is just because we have to reach out to them and ask for permission to do the pre-installation work, meaning getting the drop
What is
cable.
it? I don't have. Well, yeah, I don't want to give his number out. They're kind of political people, like they're
Okay.
like high profile, but I would probably ask him first. And
Okay,
then
'cause we do
maybe.
need that information.
Okay.
Is there like an
Interesting.
office number by chance?
That I don't
Or like a
know.
manager
Let
that
me,
manages the property?
I'll give you his cell number.
Okay.
I think he'd be okay with that.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously we would introduce ourselves as an Archtop and state that you're looking to get service. And that we just need a verbal okay for us to be able to do the pre-installation work. Because depending
what
on how...
What does that entail? Drilling through the house or something? Or?
No, not necessarily. Because if you currently receive any services, we typically follow where they have gone into the house. But there are times... It depends on whether we go aerial or burial. If we go burial, it's micro-trenching into the lawn about 6 to 8 inches deep, only wide enough for the cable. So it's not like we'd be damaging the property at all or damaging the lawn,
right,
but we want to get the permission first.
This would be in the air. I will tell you that,
okay,
100%. It comes from a pole across the street.
Okay.
The current,
I mean, our primary
does.
Focus is burial. That's the thing.
Oh, shit.
So if
well,
we can bury, then we will. If we can't, then we'll go aerial.
Yeah, there's going to be no burying. He will not allow that either, but there will be no burying.
Okay. I can also make a note of that, but I'll still need
the
name and phone number if possible.
Okay. Let me put you on speaker 1 second while I look at it.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Sorry to be a headache.
No, you're not. It's cool. I got you on speaker now. I'm just going to look up his number.
Perfect.
Is Alan, A-L-A-N. And it is. Info. Okay, so the number is area code 845-389-9074.
That was 9074?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And Duane, how do I spell your first name, please?
Is D-U-A-N-E.
Okay. And the last name, please?
The last is M as in Mary, E-R. C-K. Sorry about the background noise.
No, you're good. You're good. So, Merck, right?
Merck, just like the pharmaceutical, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then what is the best email address for you, please? This will also be your username to log into the online portal.
Oh, cool. Okay. It's my first name, D-U-A-N-E, and then L-P at Gmail.
Okay, perfect. And then the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please.
I just have a cell phone. It's 845-303-5249.
Perfect. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
I think texting would be best if you guys
okay.
do that.
Yeah, absolutely we do. I was about to say, we offer phone, email, or text. With text messages, it's very, very easy. It's straightforward, and it's the least disruptive, in my opinion.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, like, we notify customers via text messaging with important information. So, like, your install appointments, updates about your order status, billing updates, those kinds of messages. And then by opting in to receive those messages, you'll also be able to confirm your installation appointment. So that's also good. We don't send any advertisements unless you were to authorize that, but you can also choose to opt out at any time through your account portal. And at that point, you can select to receive communication via email or phone call. I know they usually have the disclaimer of message and data rates may apply, but I mean, this day and age, I don't ever remember having any kind of rates for that.
No.
But we still have to have that disclaimer, though. But you're okay with the text messaging, right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's
perfect. All right. And you said you wanted to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing, right?
Right.
Do you happen to have your routing and account number handy?
I was gonna put it on a debit card, or is
So
that
that would
not
save
correct?
you only $5. If you wanted the full $10 off to be the $69.99, it would have to be through the checking account.
Okay, hold on one second.
Oh yeah, no, you're fine. I mean, you could also add it on the portal if you'd prefer to do it that way as well.
Not here.
Okay.
Hoping I don't lose you.
I mean, if you do, I can always give you a call back.
Oh, yeah, my number, that's true. All
Yes, I do.
right, hold on. This thing is not cooperating.
That's okay. Take your time. I'm here all day.
All right. So that's at the bottom. I have my checkbook right here. And you need routing and account number?
Yes, please.
All right, the routing is 2219 71086.
Okay. And that's round out.
And oh yes, Rondell Savings.
Okay. And then whenever you're ready for the account number.
The account is 0601. Wait a minute. Okay, I don't have my glasses here. All right, 0601149505.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yes, it
Is
is.
there a
E
middle initial? You said E?
E. Yes. E as in
Okay.
Eric. Yes.
Perfect. And then is this a checking account or a savings account?
It's checking.
Okay. And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I guess we'll go over the dates and when the first deduction will be. I
Yeah,
guess this
so
occurs after the landlord approves this.
yes, absolutely. So it doesn't take place until your billing cycle doesn't start until the date of install. So once you're fully installed and the tech is like, "Oh, you're all set to go, you're fully connected, your speeds are looking great." At that point, that's when your billing cycle starts. So typically you won't receive your invoice or your billing statement until about 15 days after or 15 days prior to the date of due. Did I lose you, Dwayne?
Hello.
Yep, I'm
Hello.
here. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was so at the date of installation is when my first payment will be due, or 15 days after that?
So typically your billing statement comes 15 days before your bill is due. So I've seen it where sometimes it'll come out in the beginning of the month, or I've seen it where it's due towards like the end of the month.
Okay.
And I mean it's,
Okay.
but when it does come out, it's the same date every month.
Right. Okay, I got you. Okay.
And then is there any information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Other than landlord will not approve burial.
No, there's nothing.
Okay. Did you have any
No tax.
questions or comments for the techs?
No, it's pretty straightforward.
All right, perfect. All right, so we've got that order placed, and then when it comes time for the scheduling, we will be able to give you a call and let you
Right.
know what days we have available, and we'll go by your schedule as well.
All right, cool. Do you know when you guys are going to call the landlord? So I'm going to call him prior to and give him a heads up that
Yeah,
we'll
you
be
could just
calling
let them know
to
that we'll be calling sometime in the next month or so.
in the next month or so. Okay.
Yeah, I would
All right.
say it's definitely before, it's definitely long
Okay.
before the in-service date, which is November 21st. But I would
Okay.
say if you hear from us, I mean, oftentimes if he doesn't answer, we'll just leave a voicemail for him to give us a call back.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
All right.
All right, perfect. Well, you're all set. You're in the system, which is great. So at least we've got that done, Dwayne. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I'm good for now. Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna hold off and wait it out.
All right, perfect. And thank you so much,
Thank
Dwayne. I really do appreciate it. It's been a
you,
pleasure
Jen.
speaking with you.
Yeah, you too.
Absolutely. Thank you
All
so
right.
much for calling Archtop, and I hope you have a fantastic Halloween as well.
You got it. Thanks. Same to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, CJ.
Bye, Dwayne.